The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
We are back. It's Friday, and needless to say, hopefully, most all of you, some through circumstances beyond your control, did not have a particularly good day yesterday. But even so, let's hope. It's gone already, Thanksgiving 2023. Christmas is just around the corner. Watch how fast it gets here. We will see. And just remember, in these extremely difficult times of financial duress, all planned, all manipulated, all part of the program, it doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. You know what the spirit of Thanksgiving is. You understand the spirit of Christmas. Every day should be Thanksgiving and Christmas. Give thanks, celebrate, do kind things for other people. Even if you make up a Christmas greeting card for somebody, that's fine. It's never more important than to realize it's the energy behind the action. And do look at the 1951 version of A Christmas Carol, the movie with Alistair Sim. Absolutely timeless. Wonderful. There are a lot of good Christmas movies. And, you know, movies, they're product. We get that. But still, they do evoke good and kindness in people, and many of them have a good morality to them, which is more than I can say for most of the mainstream media now. Good God. All right, let's go up to beautiful South Dakota and say hello to our pal Dean Henderson of many, many years, who is holding forth up there, I hope, in the good... Are you in the Black Hills?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's right. You know, say something. Welcome, Dean. Say
hello. Yeah. Hi. Yeah. Hey. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope yeah. you had a good one.
Well, it was just me. A solo day, mm-hmm. as always, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. They gave me time mm-hmm. to think about wonderful things that I've been blessed to experience in years past.
Yeah.
And a few good moments, of course. Here's the deal. Now, I got to do this. This is a little aside from our agenda item, but I happened to look, and I saw on the, you know, on the right side of YouTube and these other services, they'll have a whole bunch of selections that, gee, how about this? What about that? They'll mix things mm-hmm. up. And I looked over on the right, and there was a Sturgis video. This is Sturgis, for those of you who don't know, it's the big Harley-Davidson annual ride-in. Never mind that a lot of the rich people literally have their bikes hauled within 30, 40 miles of Sturgis, and they ride the last 30 or 40 miles. Then they put them back on the semi-tractor trailer, and they take them home. But whatever. Sturgis is really a piece of Americana. It's fun. But what I really enjoyed, Dean, honestly, we're not the mostly naked women running around, but the fact that the countryside there is absolutely gorgeous. I didn't know how pretty it was.
Yeah, okay, yeah. and
I wouldn't
they
be surprised. That's an argument that could be made. I agree.
Yeah, it really is a special place, you know. And they literally, the Black Hills itself is shaped in the shape of a buffalo head, if you would look at it close.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And the eye is they call Peshla, and that's the eye of the buffalo, and that's the most sacred place within the Black Hills. And they've bought back thousands of acres, you know, the tribes have. And they do a lot of their ceremonies up there and stuff because that was a real sacred hunting ground for elk and, you know, deer and bison and different things. But yeah, cool. I'm glad you checked it out.
Whoever made the video, took a ride out of town and, you know, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They go riding. And I was just stunned at how beautiful the rock formations, some of them, and the, mm-hmm. the pine trees. And wow, you picked it right.
Rocks are crazy.
Well, I remember I first met Dean, was it 45 years ago when you were living in the Ozarks?
Yeah, something like that. A long time ago. Forever. Yeah,
well, look where you are now.
Ozarks for quite a while. Well, and I'm a native of South Dakota City, so I actually grew up there. I grew up in South Dakota. Uh-huh. And I just had been in the Ozarks for a while just because, you know, it's a clean area, cheap land, low taxes, uh-huh. all that good stuff. And clear rivers, and it was really nice, but it's something about the Pasapa. So it's a circle, you know, life's a circle, and I end up back, you know, where I was born.
Well, good job.
It's kind of cool.
Good job. Here's another little aside. I don't like big cities. Nobody does. That's not true. Most of you listening don't. If you had any choice, you wouldn't be near one. But a lot of people do. That's why so many people live there. Now, I looked up Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I don't know how big it is on the graph of biggest cities in South Dakota, but I must say that either they had a superbly talented artistic photographer or that city is actually rather an attractive, beautiful city with the river running through it. It's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a couple hundred thousand. It's growing really fast. When I was a kid, it was like 70,000. And then it is the biggest city in South Dakota by far. Uh-huh. And then Rapid City's number two, and that's at the foot of the Black Hills, you know, where I'm at. In Rapid City, I think it's 65,000, something like that.
How far away from you is Rapid City? How far?
About 40 miles, 45 miles, something like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all right, so if you need to do
border.
Big city stuff, you can go there and get it.
Exactly. And we're always glad to get out, you know, too, because it's big enough, you know. It's big enough. But
the city near me is about that same ratio, about that 60,000-70,000, something like that, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it ain't a bad way. And, you got a nice spot there, too. I know that country, and it's pretty country, too. So
it's very pretty. The only problem is it's gone communist, it's the state. It's terrible.
Uh-huh.
And they're they rank last in American school educational standards and so forth. And now that the state has decided that it's no longer legal to force students to pass a proficiency exam in reading, writing, or arithmetic to graduate high school. They've thrown the diploma. They're worthless now. Worthless. Totally worthless.
God. That's ridiculous. Yeah, it's just pretty out there. I know you told me one time Eastern Oregon was going to secede and join Idaho or something.
16 counties who are trying to counter the communism by getting out. Mm-hmm. And they're just the next county over from me voted to secede. This one, I don't know that they've had a vote yet, but it's right on the Interstate 5 corridor, and it's really. I hope they can get out. I hope they can do it. It seems like they have almost insurmountable odds against them, but they got to go through both Oregon and Idaho state legislatures and get approval. Then they got to go to the federal communist government and get approval.
Yeah.
So it's tough. Never mind the will of the people. No,
that's not important. Just democracy, we don't do trivial stuff, you know.
Right.
So, it's gotten crazy all over, but I know that particularly the West Coast has gotten pretty loopy.
It has.
You know, it's all tests. It's all just trying to roll it out everywhere. But I don't know. Good luck. I mean, where I'm at, good luck rolling that. Anything can happen. So
I'm totally with you. I'm really happy you're there. That's great. It is beautiful here. I'm not knocking it.
It is.
You got communists to the north.
Yeah.
Some trouble.
Into the south.
Well, that's California. Yeah. I'm about eight miles across the border from California.
Right.
And Gavin Newsom, he may well end up in the White House.
I think that's kind of what I think they're going to do. Is he's going to be the guy, and because his wife's a Getty from the oil, Getty oil dynasty.
Right.
And so that's what counts. I mean, it doesn't. Nothing else really matters. As long as your bloodline, then they know you'll be loyal to the agenda.
Who's his aunt?
Money off it.
Nancy Pelosi.
Right. There you go. Yeah, and she's very so it's all mobsters, parading as progressives. Pretty funny. but pushing all this crap on our kids. But I don't know. Being around the family at the holidays. It's amazing how many people had really good conversations with about the big picture and
nice.
So I don't know. I just think news portrays it like on TV and just everything's like she's trying to portray the dumbest possible person you could ever encounter. They're the ones that are in the TV ads and the TV movies and the whatever. And I think you really just turn it off. You go out in the public and you realize, hey, we're actually doing okay here, And we're making some progress and a lot of people are talking about it. And so, RFK is still at 22%. I know you're not down with him necessarily, but it's just interesting. The third party already is I think it's like 37, 34, 22. That's pretty tight.
And for, 37, for 34, covered, 22. For not, interesting.
I think that was it, something like that. And that's pretty tight for not being covered at all and just totally blacked out of everything.
How's it going to shake out here? What do you think?
Jeez, I don't know. I just think it could be interesting.
Not that it matters because it's all rigged. We know that. But what the hell,
Yeah.
Play
I just think it could be interesting. Yeah, it's definitely rigged, and they'll do everything again to rig it again because they always do. That's what they do. But, if it's a landslide, they can't do it. It's just not. They can't do it. And so we just got to hope that, enough people peel away from the two-party hive mind, really. The supposedly different but very the same hive mind, isn't it? Yeah. So
what you just said.
I don't know.
What you just said about landslide. Did in fact pull a landslide the last election, but it was the inverse, reverse. Joe Biden got 83 million votes for president, more than any other presidential candidate in American history.
Yeah.
A landslide for him.
Right.
No.
Well, that's what they did in my congressional race in Missouri, the gal Joan Emerson. She would have been there in 20, 30 years, whatever. She won, she got the most votes she ever got, either, by far. So that's all they do. They just pad the votes. But if, let's just say Kennedy this thing blows apart. We get smoked in, the Mediterranean, the Russians, it's just whatever. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? There's so much going on. And, let's just say, people are just like fed up. And I don't know, I just get the feeling that people are getting pretty, pretty fed up. But of course, their anger is directed at the wrong places. And, they blame it on the wrong people. And,
correct. Important. You're right.
It's just, we come down here and, visiting family and then the people don't know how to drive. I mean, I hadn't been out of the Black Hills and it is a very low population area and that's part of the reason I picked it to live because there's just not a lot of people at all. And so, and even I'm grousing about, these Californians are coming in, which they are, and it's getting a little bit more, but it's nothing compared to the rest of the country, most of it. And so, get on the roads and these people don't know how to drive. And, you're going 72 and a 70 or something and they're going 85, 90. And they're honking at you like you're annoying them. And then you get down, and a couple people commented, I'm here. And I was just shocked. And they just kept saying it. I think maybe three people said it. Oh, it's not the people driving fast. It's the people driving slow. This guy's going 40. And, with a single 40. Okay, but it's just, again, we're blaming the kind of the nice people, the more courteous people. And, once in a while, there's some old dude, he's driving for you, and it's annoying. But You know, those are the people that are driving good. And so what do? We satanically invert it like they teach us, and we blame the slow, the people going too slow. And I heard it like three times from people. I was just like, what? What did you just say? I mean, but that's how far gone. See, it's a cultural rot, you know, at its core, and it's just so pervasive. It's just so pervasive, this really satanic point of view on a lot of things. And we tend to do that all the time, is blame the weak link, blame the, you know, poor person, blame the, yeah, the good driver, blame the, you know,
well,
the people
that are
nice. Oh, he's too nice. You know, girls want a mean guy. I get, you know, you hear that from girls. It's like, it's just like, wow. I mean, it is so deep. And this crown programming is so deep that's the part we got to root out before we have any kind of, I'm afraid, meaningful political change, right?
Yeah. You know, it's all about reverse projection and no accountability. It's not my fault. And then ultimately, if that doesn't work, then it's victimhood.
Right. Then it goes to victimhood immediately. Yeah, no, yes. I know it's bad. I've seen it so many times. I know. And it's psychopathic behavior. Just the definition of it, right? You know,
absolutely.
It's just so pervasive in this culture, man. And I don't know. That's what worries me. But, you know, we just keep on the righteous path and the good red road, and you know that's all you can do. And you just, like you said in your intro, just do kind things for people. You know, we bought pretty much all the food yesterday, prepared all of it, did all the dishes for like 20 people, and we just said we're going to do it, and we didn't, you know,
nice.
It was great, and I love
very
doing
nice.
It. But you know, that's the kind of thing, is just don't worry about converting them, maybe with your talking points or whatever, but just be that kind of person. You know, and maybe one or two of them, you know, see that, and then in combination with the, you know, the things that I talk about, which, you know, some of the family thinks crazy, but actually most of them don't at this point. You know, it affects them, and they go, okay, that's a good combo. You know, those people aren't those crazy conspiracy people. Well, they're pretty nice, you know, or whatever. And actually, we are.
Right.
I mean, some of the nicest people I know.
Of course,
You know, just people
of
like
course.
You. Yeah, you know, because we're not dividers. We want to unite people, right? And they're the ones that are just like, no, my side only. You know, and I'm just going, I'll talk to you. You're right wing. I'm left wing. What I've talked to you, I don't care. I mean, but they just want to keep. Yeah, I don't know. Isolating the other side, demonize them, and then as soon as they're called on, then they're the victim. Exactly.
The best way that might be for walking repositories of wisdom like you to think of yourself in the world, and you probably already do, but think of yourself as kind of a mobile lending library. And you're only interested in people who want to come into your library and borrow books to study. They want to borrow information. You know? You can't go out and proselytize and crusade. That turns people off because their egos are already saying inside, I know all this. What's this? That's bullshit. No, they don't know it all. So you're a resource. You're a library. Always think of yourself like that.
That's a really good analogy. Yeah, and if they don't want to come in, that's fine. And you just kind of, And that's the way you got to live. Yeah, you definitely can't let it get you personal. Which, when I was younger, I'm sure I did. And but you get older, and hopefully, you get thicker skin. And you just realize, well, it's, you know, you just have to not react, right? You just have to keep acting. You just have to do in your actions and just keep going. And not
don't get
react, because that's what...
No, because
that's what people do. That's what almost everybody does. And, you know, it's like you said, it's all about the energy. And it's all about, you know, just being the good vibes, man. I mean, that's the reality. You know, you be in the good vibes. And, you know, the bad vibes, you just kind of laugh at it and move on. And, you know, don't worry about it. So plenty of good people in this world, you know, that you can still find to talk to.
I kind of think it's our last chance. I look at these Zillennials, that's Gen Z and the Millennials, and they're under 45s, call it under 50 if you want. And most of them now are governed by a virtual digital reality that is constantly being impregnated into their consciousness and subconsciousness through their phones, social media. through the big flat screen. They are absolutely captive of this medium, this digital medium, in many cases. Not all, many. My God, as soon as they start to stare at that stuff, they lose the ability to pass judgment, to evaluate, to synthesize anything. It just goes right in because they're in a trance state. That's the truth. When they stare at something, they go into a state.
Yeah, and that's the way that it's set up. It's Project Monarch, but it's just on a mass, you know, which is, you know, but it's on a mass scale. It's not, they're not targeting one individual anymore, which is what Project Monarch, which is probably the most important part of MKUltra. And an interesting name, Project Monarch, you know.
It is, isn't it?
Saying. And, so, you know, and that's just all about, basic, I mean, and a lot of that was using, like, these, Luciferian and satanic suggestions that were openly that, and, you know, it was evil. And this is Monarch on a mass scale, where they can reach everybody now with the towers, the 5G, just the crazy technology they got. They can literally reach everybody, and it just sucks them in. You can walk by people, and they're watching TV and wave right in front of them, and they just, like, look around, you're it, whatever. Sure. Same with the phones, it's annoying. It's a really annoying world. It's total narcissism. That's the idea, just turn people into total narcissists, and that's why the bad drivers, and that's why a lot of things, but people just, they think they know everything, and they just go around the world like a wrecking ball. And then what happens? Their life is shitty. You know, they have a tough life because everything goes wrong, things break, and they can't figure out why. And it's just they don't understand.
Well, they can't look at it.
You know, you don't want
I don't.
That
we
stuff.
Have to take, and, we have to take a little pause here. Hold on. I don't understand, Dean, how this current generation of under 50s, and I'm talking about most, not all, who have been so programmed, inculcated with their phones, that thing they hold in their hand. I'm not joking. This is the most addictive thing I think I have ever seen. And how could you even begin to re-educate and retrain the mental processes of these people who are so completely programmed with a fake reality? How could you do it? They don't see. They don't know what we knew. How can they understand and appreciate and miss something they never experienced? They can't.
No, exactly.
So they didn't. It's tough.
So it's the biggest challenge we have, really, to change things.
Hold on a second. Right now. We'll be right back. Mr. Dean Henderson and I will continue in just a few minutes. Hold on, everybody. Okay, here we are back. And if you get a chance, just for fun, do go look under YouTube for Sturgis, S-T-U-R-G-I-S, and see if you have any choice to make. There's several videos of the big Harley Davidson. There were other bikes there, too. And you get to take a ride with a lot of these guys that go out and ride around, look at the surrounding countryside. And it's just gorgeous. Really nice.
Yeah, it is awesome.
How's Christy Noem behaving?
Yeah, I really wonder, a lot of people wonder if she's not going to be Trump's, VP, and that's why she didn't run for president, and it's possible, but I don't know, she did write on COVID, and I don't know, it's actually been pretty, did write on some other stuff, did write on the tranny stuff, and banned it from sports eventually. First she kind of capitulated, and then, the South Dakota Senate.
I saw that, I watched
like
that.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And we got a lot of good representatives too. We got a good one in Spearfish, Scott Odenbach's his name, and he was real vocal on the whole COVID lockdown. And they we didn't have any of that. We just had a normal life, while everybody else was just enslaved. So yeah, it did result in a lot of people kind of moving there. There in Florida, I understand, are the two big places where people moved, and that's the reason. Because they didn't like it, either, and I don't blame them. But, the people are just, it's cold winters and tough, they're from tough stock. I mean, can you imagine coming there in middle 1800s and just building a log cabin, and most of the state doesn't have any trees. The Black Hills does. But what the hell are you burning to keep warm, even? And you really wonder. I know a story. This Indian guy showed up in this cabin, and it was these settlers, you know, and they had a wood stove going. It was really cold that night, and the Indian was naked, pretty much, loincloth. And they said, hey, come on in and warm up a little bit. And he said, no, I can't. And he said, well, why? And he said, because if I come in there and get all warm, I'll come out here and freeze to death. So
that's pretty wise. Pretty wise.
Yeah, isn't it? And it makes you really respect those Indians, especially. And they, of course, and that's why Lakota people are so tough. And they're one of the leading tribes in the rights of indigenous people worldwide. Always have been. And they did Wounded Knee, you know, in 72 and all that stuff. Coast to Courthouse riots and, you know, Dennis Banks and Russell Means and that whole thing. And went to Washington, had the FBI come after him. Leonard Peltier still serving a life sentence for killing an FBI agent, you know, that he didn't kill. I know who did, and I ain't saying. But, yeah, so, you know, it's just tough people. And, you know, it's not that Christy Noem is whatever. She's kind of a flaky beauty queen, whatever. But just the people of South Dakota seem to have common sense when it comes down to just basic, you know, things like don't let boys and girls sports, you know what I mean? Duh.
Duh is right. Fair. I mean, I look at these stories. I am appalled. And you know, here, first of all this crap started out very, very tiny in terms of impact and numbers of people. Very, very small.
Yeah.
And yet the media was ordered to make it into something that had, it stuck. Mm-hmm. It had traction. Mm-hmm. And now it's subsidiary of normalcy, but it's on the map, and you watched it being built right in front of your eyes, and then you started watching these faggot parades, and you look at the parents on the curbs who bring their little toddlers to look at this filth.
Sure, Adam.
What is wrong with these people?
Behavior. It's just like, no, exactly. You know, and you know, like we have, like in South Dakota, the women's sports has always been huge. That we had one of the first women. I think she was the first women U.S. senator back in like 1890 or something. It was the first woman U.S. senator. So women here are strong. The women here, the sports is a big deal. We don't patronize the women here. We don't, you know what I mean? They carry their weight, and that's huge because, man, you better around here. You better carry your weight, you know. And it's like, yeah. Like the Bob Marley song, mom, pull your own weight, you know, and the bosses know that too. And it's like, oh, you think it's going to be some lazy hippie and the world's going to change? No, man, you got to work at it and you got to be active and you got to, that's just all just kind of stock stuff. Okay, that just came in the 60s to derail the actual left, the Berkeley Free Speech Movement with Mario Savo. Those guys were in suits and short hair and they were serious, you know. AIM was serious, the Black Panthers was serious, and here comes the CIA with the heroin, not the heroin, with the LSD, and Billy Mellon Hitchcock of the Mellon banking family, you know, his brotherhood of eternal love, and taking it to the Bay Area and stringing these people out and turning them into hippies, and this is the remnant of that. These people you're talking about, that's the remnant, and the woke people, too, are a remnant of that. And it's reinforced every second of the day by this Tavistock, because that's their specialty, social behavior, right? And they study how to alter social behavior, human behavior. And that's what it is. And it's doing the same thing now. It's derailing the real left, which is Bobby Kennedy, as close as we got to it, have a chance to win anything. Cornel West, too, by the way. Maybe I'll go for him. But that's just derailing that. This wokeism is just derailing that again and just discrediting us further. And this is the plan, because they know that their only solution that really scares the hell out of them is when you start saying, hey, look, look, Holmes, the resources is already redistributed, and you took them from us. And so don't give me this crap about we can't really redistribute the resources, because you stole our stuff. You stole our land. You stole our wealth. You stole our minerals, our oil. Put them into your cartel corporations, your crown corporations. And all we're saying is, no, we're going to take it back now. You know, we're going to take it back. We're going to pass laws that actually force you to give that back by nationalizing you. And that's real left. Okay, so this other stuff, again, it's just, and they got a little freaked out about the Bernie, not because Bernie's perfect or he's by far, but because of the kids that were behind Bernie, because of the 20-year-olds that were behind Bernie, and they were waking up and they were getting real left. And so they had to bring this woke thing. exactly what we're dealing with here. This woke thing is just a corporate scam. But yeah, the hippies go along with it because they're stupid. And so thanks, man.
Yeah, you said Bob Marley. That was interesting because Bob Marley, a lot of the Zillennials don't know who Bob Marley was, but even Bob Marley comes across as an intellectual saint now in terms of the crap they're putting out as alleged entertainers. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Jesus, the garbage they're serving these people up, and they lap it up. So they are what they eat, all right? And they are intellectually, mentally eating schlock, and that's who they are. Now, there are exceptions. I'm not talking about you younger people listening that get it.
Yeah,
but you know your peers. You know what you're dealing with.
This girl came in the other night. She was a niece, and she, right away, you know, when Jill's trying to take her on her wing, and they're making some rolls, and she's like, you know, this kid, I don't know, kid's a little isolated from the other kids, and so she's like, just her, or just make her feel special, whatever, and help her make these rolls for Thanksgiving, and, and right away, she's all about Taylor Swift, you know. And she turns on her phone. She's like, listen to this one. Listen to this one. Listen to this one. And she's kind of, well, do you like it? She's like, well, she's like, oh, she said she can do every genre of music, you know, which is, of course, ridiculous. And Jill said, how about reggae? How about rich reggae? You know, and she's like, reggae? What's that? You know, and I mean,
see,
you know, it's just, that's just what you're talking about. And this Taylor Swift thing is, deserves a little attention because this is creepy. And the more I'm around, and this is honestly the first time I've been around a bunch of teenage girls because it's family, it's creepy. Yeah. They all like Taylor Swift. And the movie price tickets, the mothers are really concerned about it. I had a lot of talks with them about it. And one of them said, you know, the tickets are going for like $1,000. And then they had the movie, which they never had a movie.
$1,000 to watch Taylor Swift?
Yeah. And then they said the movie tickets were three times what a normal movie ticket was, and the theaters were just packed full of these teenage girls. But this is a cult operation. She showed me a lyrics to one song, and it's just clearly an ode to Lucifer, ode to the devil. Like, yeah, we're here. Yeah, we've been here a long time. I mean, it's just directly like, and you know, is she a hologram? Is she an alien? Is she just a monarch? Is she the monarch? Is she the cult of Medusa?
These poor kids. They don't have a chance.
They just don't know. And everything she, you know, all of her songs are just about vengeance and, you know, I mean, just horrible, like the worst role model you could imagine. Now, I see Beyonce today. She's another Illuminati. Yeah, Beyonce, she's another Illuminati front woman for this this mean woman cult that they're forming. That's what it is, it's a mean woman cult in all ages. And she, her world tour is called Rule the World this year. And, you know, so, I mean, I'm telling you, I've been saying this, they're coming out of the closet. You know, the Satanists are coming out of the closet, and now they're just pretty much
teaching
our young girls
to
peace, you know, and it's just so, that's the,
let me ask you a question. You've just raised some very important points. This contemporary music, talent is no longer a prerequisite for anything. It's all digital, harmonically balanced in the post-recording studio or pre-recording, whatever, it doesn't matter. And my question is, yes, Satanists are coming out of the closet. They are out. They are walking the streets with these and indoctrinating these poor young brains, and they'll never recover, most of them. How much of it is Satanism? I guess this is kind of a silly question. And how much of it is Intel, Tavistock, mind control? It seems like the perfect marriage of the two.
It is. No, it is. That's what I mean. It's like, what is she? Who is she? And no, that's exactly what I think is, just like they did in Project Monarch, they're going to use these satanic messaging. But it's MI6 is, you know, they're the British intelligence agency. That's where Tavistock is. City of London again, the Crown again. You know, it's within the 1 square mile of Tavistock is, you know. It's also known as, you know, well, no, that's my bad. I was going to say Chatham House, but that's the Royal Institute of International Affairs. But they all work together. And it's both. And but the thing is, it's they, you know, even if and these people that, that create these idols, you know, these and their idols,
they're idols cult Babylon, figures. You're
you know,
right.
The cult.
These are not.
Cult
oh,
figures.
Yeah.
It's a cult. No, it's a cult. It's yeah. clearly this Taylor Swift thing is clearly a cult.
Absolutely.
I mean, just watching
it's
the
every
behavior
criteria.
Of these girls,
everyone.
Yep. And so it's definitely also an intelligence operation, and it is the Project Monarch for the masses. And this program is designed to affect, you know, young girls. And there's really this, and I've been talking about this for years too. There's really been this war to try to get women to turn against men, and I'm afraid it's worked pretty well because, you know, so many women, they just, I don't know, they just think they're so smart now, and they just think they don't need men. They just think, I don't know. It's just, I've never seen women act this way, and they're the ones that are on social media the most, and they're the ones that are on the phone the most, and they're the ones that are on Facebook the most, and they just are. It's just
you
the
are 100%
truth.
Right.
Time somebody criticize that and stand, hold them accountable for it, you know, instead of always busting our chops for everything, you know.
It's
and
true.
Not that there's not guys that do that too, and they're stupid and everything on all those things, but just saying there's something targeting the women to turn against the men. And if you're the Nephilim and you're coming back, the Anunnaki.
So one way to reduce let's reduce the population with birth control. That's one key way to do it. Turn the sexes against each other.
Part of the program. But you know, if you were the Anunnaki and you were preparing to come back and not really come back, but just come out in the open because they're already here, okay?
Right.
But if you were preparing to come out into the open, what would you do? You would turn the women against the men so that the women were vulnerable and could be easily attacked, raped, pillaged, you know, whatever. And you teach them that there's a power structure. And basically they're the harem of this, the leader, the supreme leader. I guess Prince Willie is going to be the supreme leader of the Anunnaki in the New Jerusalem once this Middle East thing shakes out and everything's blown to shit. So,
yeah.
I don't know. You start thinking about that, and you're like, oh, mm-hmm. okay. I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I just feel like that's what's going on. Like, it's a Nephilim. Nephilim are preparing to mate human women, and they need us out of the way because there's no value in courage in this culture from man. There's no value for that. That was the primary.
Well, alpha males are now immediately attacked and beset upon. Alpha males.
If they
males,
are brave, yeah, at all.
Yeah.
If they're brave at all. And in Lakota cultures, that was the most important value for a man, and the woman respected him and praised him. When he was brave, when he counted coup, they never killed each other, really, the tribes, but they'd count coup like they'd steal each other's horses, you know, and stuff like that, and just play tricks on them or just go upside them and knock them off their horse. And then they could count coup and kind of, yeah, and, you know, and that was value, and that was why it existed, because that they, you know, the elders knew that bravery was such an important, you know, character in people to have. And what this culture and this crown regime and this intelligence op has done is it's basically diminished bravery to where it's not only is it not really
they're mocking bravery. They're mocking bravery. Have you seen this what the hell's I don't know what it's called. I always forget because it's not important to me, but I've seen it on a couple of YouTube videos. It's this where grown men stand across from each other and slap the hell out of one another. They each get a slap. Full-on face
what?
Slap. No, it's true.
I have not seen
I,
that.
I think
That's
it's
crazy.
Called Power Slap or something. I've never seen anything like it. And if anybody knows anything about physiology, the brain cannot tolerate that. You hit somebody in the head, and their brain will stay still for a moment. Then it'll hit the hard side that's just been struck. Then it'll ricochet across to the other side, and it'll rattle around in the skull and do brain damage. And these people are hit. What is it called? I know a lot of you out there know. Let me just look this up and see if I can find it. You won't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't. I think it's called Power Slap.
One of these kids was telling me the thing on TikTok now is to take those Tide Pods and put them in your mouth and make bubbles come out.
Take your what?
You're just poisoning yourself. They take those Tide Pods, you know, those laundry pods, those weird plastic pods they put the detergent in now.
Yeah, Tide,
you're supposed to put it in your mouth, and the cool thing to do is put it in your mouth and all these bubbles come out, and you're so cool.
Oh,
just
no.
Like teaching people
oh,
to
no.
just poison themselves. So
oh, no.
I don't. Nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, really.
No, I'm on that boat right with you. Nothing surprises me.
Nothing.
And, power slap.
Again, that's
look it up. Remember
power
this. Power
okay.
slap. Look it up on YouTube.
Okay.
You will not believe what you see. You will not believe it.
And again, they're just mocking. They're mocking humanity. You know, not just bravery.
Every step of the way.
Kind of
humanity's been.
Just,
come on.
Yeah.
Humanity's been earmarked.
Us, like, punking us. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Humanity
so.
Is
yeah.
being greatly debased, if not diminished, and ultimately mm-hmm. maybe broomed out the door. We have peaked
yeah.
as a species,
yep.
as a culture,
absolutely.
And we are now
very
on the
good.
Downslope. And they're pumping
yep.
men full of estrogens. Yes, alpha males are now out of the game. They're alpha females is what we've got. And what?
Right.
Who the hell? What? I don't know. You know, it's so sad because it's so obvious to us and many of you listening. You see it clearly. It's just disgusting.
So do you, but who else does? You know, I mean, handful of people, right? I mean, I swear. So, no, it's obvious to me what's going on, you know. And yeah, again, you know, time is short, you know. But I don't know.
Time
you
is
just
very
gotta
short.
Stick to your guns and try to compartmentalize yourself from the insanity is the biggest.
We're
going to
go out with. Look, we're all going to go out eventually. But let's go out with dignity and integrity, okay?
Right.
And kindness.
Exactly. Kindness.
And try to leave the
compassion.
Place a little bit better than it was when we arrived. That's
yeah,
all you can
imagine
do.
That. I mean, yeah. it just seems like that's obvious, yeah. And but that's, so many people, you know, they don't even care about leaving it better. Seem to want to leave it worse. It seems to be a point of theirs, you know. So, but no, it's that's right. Exactly. That's all you can do.
I want to ask you, we don't have a lot of time. This is important. You had a big family there. You had teenage girls around. And what you've described is, and I know you have a very good family. You're good people. But what these kids are growing up with now is utter destruction of any innate or early childhood sense of morality, integrity, honor. It's gone. And I don't, you must have just felt somewhat grief-stricken to watch this shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was... Yeah.
Yeah, no, horrified. No, and then, you know, first thing I tell the parents, take their phones away. And they don't want to hear it. And then the next thing you know, the parents are showing you a picture of something on the trip back east or... I don't know, everything, all the time. Here's my picture. I don't care about your picture.
Selfie.
I don't care. Yeah, this is my life. I don't care, but it's the screens, you know, it is. And it is the biggest addiction of all time. It's not even close, which tells me it's very dark, the force behind it, of course. And, you know, that's, people don't wake up. Look, I mean, it's not that AI is going to take us over. And okay, maybe we'll take us over. But it's more like we're going to be sucked into this cult of AI, this cult of Nephilim, this cult of Satan. And we're not going to be human anymore.
Yeah.
We might look like a human, but we're literally going to be more of an AI, more of a machine, more of a hologram Taylor Swift thing. And she could just be a total hologram. That's another thing. I mean, you don't know. So
I don't
it's
know.
Just, I don't phew, know. It's really out there. It's really out there. And right now, I know. It's got to be close to something big, good or bad.
Brother,
right?
It's not, listen to me, and you know this. I'm not saying anything you don't know. It's only going to get worse. It's not mm-hmm. getting any better. There's no impetus. We do not have, those of us who know and those of you listening who know, we don't have access to the broadcast mechanism to reach the masses and try mm-hmm. to begin to even teach them what reality used to be. Their reality is not our reality. We can't get to anybody. So we're out of the game. Doesn't mean we quit trying. We don't quit trying.
Right? I mean, No, of course not. And you keep chipping away, and you do hear. And then what keeps me going, I'm sure you get it too. You hear from people, heard from Lady Dan, my Substack. You know, you literally started my journey to truth by your writing, and I'm sure you get that too. And those are the things that keep you going, right? I mean,
yes.
You know, you get that one person, you literally change a person's life. And I've had a number of people tell me that, and they mean it, and they're not bullshitting. And I know you've had it happen, and that's what keeps you going, right? It's just like,
yes,
you know what it
yes.
does. Japanese guy, Satori or something. He said, if you change 10,000 lives in this lifetime, you know, you're doing really good. And I know I have and you have. And so whatever that makes
for
us,
sure.
We get to be
yes.
bald eagles when we die
and
or something. And
we're
so
both,
high and just,
yes.
I don't know how it works. But
well, I am,
that's my guess.
And as you are, we're both very honored to have the trust and respect of the people who care.
That's
out
right.
there. Very, very honored. And I want to thank
That's
everyone
right.
who sent me an email on behalf of Dean, too, I'm sure. Nice emails for Thanksgiving. And just you people are just the best. The best.
Keeps us
and
going.
Thank you.
And keep us going.
Yes.
You really do. Thanks
yep.
too.
All right.
Well, hey, all right, man. Well, it's always good, Jeff, brother. And, you know, just hang in there. Keep doing what you do, all right?
Yes, sir. We'll talk next month. Merry Christmas.
All right, sounds good.
Yep.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night, Dean. All right. The one and only Dean Henderson. And, I really do thank all of you for your kind words. Thank you very much. All right. We'll be back.